I think Evie has become a bit of a landmark figure for me. I'm very excited about what happened with her, as are other people, getting a lot of response to it. I think she's getting me thinking about things and maybe changing and learning and growing. It's an interesting irony for me because I think this is not a dog that I would have wanted to adopt or still really want to adopt, but I really want to see her find a home. So I think what I'm learning here is that even if you don't want to do it, you can support it. And it seems a natural part of my life and my work. I think the three areas of interest for me now, in terms of doing some good, are the refugees and the mansion residents, and now dogs, which I've always been involved with, but sort of kept away from the blog. I didn't want the blog to be an all dog site, and I still don't, but there's no reason to keep them out of it. And if we can get Sylvie adopted, they call her, I'm sorry, Evie, anyway, people mixed up. They call her Sweet Evie. If we can get her adopted, because she was considered completely unadoptable, then we can do well with this. And maybe I can be a device for letting people know where there's some special dogs around. So it feels really good. And thank you for being interested. Thank you for following it. Deborah assures me she's going to send me pictures of Evie when she gets to Minnesota. And I'm looking forward to that, and I will share them here. Thanks a lot.